The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's Tuesday, 7:07 in the morning. Good morning, August the 11th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of stuff happening out there in the world today. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, Carl. I will note that as I was coming into work this morning down Placer Hill, I could actually see the sun instead of a faint orange glow where it should be. Sunshine and clouds mixed today. The high will be down around 91 degrees, positively a cooling trend. 62 for the overnight low. Mainly sunny except for the smoke on your Wednesday. Temperatures starting to move back up as we head further into the week. And right now in Reading, we do have 66 degrees with this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's a veteran-owned business that offers senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. The Saturday, August 29th at 10 a.m., there's going to be a home run derby fundraiser at Reading Softball Park. Art Wooden Play Ball Foundation. A foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. It's a nonprofit organization that began in 2014 with a mission to help kids by sharing the great game of baseball and softball. So, you, I guess, can sign up for this. Look at Facebook, Art Wooden, ArtWooden, Play Ball, for home run derby team registrations or to donate and auction a raffle item. Contact Kelly Wooden at 440-4211. So, should we put together a team of you, the Bob, me, and Molly? I mean,
might be worthy of videotaping when sending it viral on YouTube.
I mean, do they have like the worst team, like awards? So that, I mean, you know, that they say, you know, hey, you know what? We've been watching you guys, and not once have you gotten it out of the infield. Give me a break here.
Well, you were in San Diego. Remember Over the Line? What a great game!
Oh yeah, man. Over the Line is they put together three person teams. And let me see if I get this right. You know, they have are they pitched to? Then there's a three person team facing them, right?
Right, right.
And then you play and you hit the ball a certain spot.
Yeah,
it's a home run.
If you can hit the ball over the line, it's a home run. And you're not allowed to wear gloves or tape or anything on your fingers. You have to catch the softball barehanded, and as long as it stays between two lines but falls short of the third line, the ball is considered a fair catch. So it's an active game, and to say the least,
you say an active catch. Okay, so you've got one guy pitching or one person pitching and two out there.
And two outfielders.
Okay, so I hit the ball. They do not catch the ball.
It hits. That counts. I'll have to look up the rules. It's a very odd set of rules. If you go over a certain distance, that is considered a home run. But if
right.
it falls short but is not caught, that's like a point.
Okay. And then so you can literally – so you have to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Or you have to keep it within the lines here.
Yeah.
And this is big down in San Diego. I mean, literally thousands play this
yep.
down there on the beach. We could do that right here if we had a beach and we had enough crazy people to go out and drink beer and play
yeah.
softball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. We've got part of that.
I think might have to forego a few of the traditions of OTL, though.
Such as?
the Miss Emerson contest, the The team names would have to be cleaned up just a bit.
Cleaned up. Yeah. Right. It would be kind of like, okay. Well, what's the Miss Emerson contest?
It reverts to a joke about a lady's chest.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Yes, it dates from a knock-knock joke, and I better not say anymore.
You read about it. You can't avoid it. It's always it's in the papers and on the news and everything, but I didn't realize that they had their own special...
So back in the 80s, or early 90s, in fact, I had a friend who was with the Old Mission Beach Athletic Club and helped out with the sound for a couple of years. It was, to say the least, interesting.
You know, Saturday, and I've shared this with you all yesterday about going fishing on the SAC, on the Sacramento with the fly shop guide, Todd. I just wanted to, do a shout out also for Bertha and Mike, the owners of the shop, that this was an experience that will get me back out there again. Mm-hmm. This guy was so good natured, and he was like a teacher. And like I said, if you hadn't been laughing, he probably would have put out a flay knife and killed us. And then last night, I was honored by having a dinner with some friends. And they said, well, what do you want for dinner? And I said, well, you know what? I really like barbecue spare ribs and corn on the cob. And they said, oh, what kind of cake? And I said, well, you know what? I'd really have an apple pie. Last night, our good friends, corn on the cob, ribs, coleslaw, and collard greens.
Collard greens.
I'm telling you what.
Where do you find collard greens?
I tell you what. You know where I find it? Lori Goyne. I'm going to say your name out loud. Should start a restaurant, and all it has to say is greens on it. She makes the best collard greens in the world. Mom, I'm sorry. You had some great greens when I was growing up in the South, but Lori Goyne makes the best greens in the world.
That's not a normal dish around here. It's Ritz.
She grows her own collard greens. So anyway, thanks to Lee and Judy and Rick and Pam. And Pam made this beautiful pie. An apple pie. With the cross. The pastry on the top. Not complete. But just strips across.
Oh yeah.
All was handmade. And Bonnie McConnell, who did the corn. It was corn and coleslaw that was just outstanding. And of course it was hosted by Lee and Judy, and he made the ribs and cooked the ribs. So what I did was I ate I ate and had a great time. So thank you so much, my friends out there.
For once you weren't doing the cooking.
For once I wasn't doing the cooking. It was great. Hey, we want to take a quick break right here. But I want everybody to know that this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been in the business for 70 years. Now, what happens after 70 years? Well, one of the things is you've become the top hospital, in the top 100 hospitals in the United States for 3 years in a row, Shasta Regional. Plus, their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. That's right. Shasta Regional is treating people well. They do so much for our community. For our people here in Northern California. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:14 in the morning here, 66 degrees, and yes, it is still smoky out there.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal begin after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
This allergy season, will you be a sound
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Everybody wants to rule the world, which leads us to our next subject here. Donald Trump. The Donald.
The Donald.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
You know, there's a certain segment of women who will back Hillary. She could murder somebody in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue with a knife and stand there.
She could rip their guts out with a spoon.
And they would still back her. And there's a segment of women who will back the Donald for whatever reason.
Well, let's talk about the Donald. You know, okay, here is just the most interesting part here. You know, I'm not a political pundit. I'm not. I mean, I don't, you know, my whole life is not built around political campaigns and trying to figure out the nuances of all these politicians. I'm a little more direct than that. But I hear, you know, so Trump is on the debate. And Megyn Kelly asking questions. Hey, you've called women bimbos. You've called them this and this and this. What's going on here? You know, and Megyn Kelly has the second highest rated cable news show of anybody in the nation, next to O'Reilly. In some weeks, she beats O'Reilly. So Trump at the end of it said he felt like he had been treated unfairly by Megyn Kelly, and that these are his words coming from him. Blood was coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her, whatever. Now, then he retweets her, that she's a bimbo. and that she's not very knowledgeable and that she's unprofessional and not tough. Anyway, this, of course, you can just imagine the furor that caused, you know, this has caused. When I sit there with people that, you know, that when you say, you know, when you, and they bring this up, his, you know, his attitude toward women that that perhaps stand up to him or ask him hard questions, they become, you know, he accuses them of being on having a period. I mean, this is kind of what I take from this. You know, he may say it doesn't. And she says, I'm not going to apologize to him. And he had said, she should apologize to me. And, of course, Kelly is just reveling in this because, you know, ratings and all this stuff. But here's the bottom line. His popularity has gone what? Bob, be in the show with me right here.
It seems to continue to crest out because he's saying what people want to hear.
32%. Approval rate after the debate where he got hammered a few times, he is up even higher. And why is this? And Bob, you are absolutely right. Lucky guess. Ann Coulter was on some show last night and said, "You know what? You want to take the wind out of Trump's sails? You want to take him to make him a non-player? Then take what he's saying about immigration." He has laid out on the table the arguments about why this surge of people, illegals in our country, and how people feel about it. People are upset about the fact that there are so many illegals in this country, and they are just being allowed to stay, and we are giving them right after right after right that should be used for our own citizens.
Frankly, he's the only one with the man parts publicly to point to the elephant in the room.
And he has pointed. Not only has he pointed at the elephant in the room, if you remember the movie Wild Hogs, he went over and slapped the elephant on the rear. He slapped the elephant on the rear, and then he danced around. Now, will the next person running over there, if you remember what happened in Wild Hogs, runs over there and slaps the elephant on the rear? He gets picked up and they use him like a tent peg. Boom, 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 boom.
Kind of like that scene in Avengers. Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Illegals in California right now, if you're an illegal in California, you can practice law. You have a driver's license. It may look a little bit different, but it's a driver's license.
Serve on a council.
You are going to get the earned income tax credit. That's right. For poor families. You can be on city commissions. You can, like I said, practice law. The only thing you cannot do is vote in an election.
Give them time.
Or sit on a jury. You cannot vote in an election or sit on a jury. And yet these two laws have gone up, bills have gone up in front, have passed, and gone up in front of Brown, and he's vetoed them. You have to ask yourself, why would an illegal, and that's what they are, they're illegals, why should an illegal even want to become a citizen of this country if, one, they get all of the rights, they get the education, they get medical, they get damn scholarships to the universities. They can sit on boards. They've got everything but having to vote and sit on a jury. Why would they want to become a citizen? There's no reason to become a citizen except one. What's that reason?
I'm open to suggestion here.
Donald Trump becomes president. At which time? Federal money is cut back from sanctuary cities. They cut back and say, if you do not do something about the illegals in your system, then we are cutting back federal funds. Whoa.
Carrot and stick, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, and by the way, all you marijuana growers, gone. Hey, marijuana goes, gone. Colorado, you want to grow marijuana? Fine. I'm cutting back $18 billion out of the money we send you for roads and other stuff. Make it up with your marijuana. Gone. This is why, this is, you know, but that is the only reason, fear. That would be the only reason an illegal in California would even want to become a citizen. Because his kids are citizens, so if I can just, hey, you know what, if I can make it through, you know, I'm here, I'm 60, 70, 80, you know, and I'm in a nursing home, getting money from the government, sitting here, my kids don't have to pay for it, because the taxpayers are, yeah, I'm here illegal. So what? There's no reason to become a citizen.
Well, Trump has come out and said that the over-recreational use of pot has hampered productivity. And
you think? So is Brown and Feinstein. Wait a minute. Brown and Feinstein have said they do not want to see marijuana legalized in California. Why would they? Besides the fact that Feinstein probably owns 20,000 acres of hemp-growing material in some parts of Humboldt County. No, I'm just kidding. But it's the... It's true. Neither one of them, you know, because what does it do for you? It's like you're introducing another substance that makes you stupid. Like we don't have enough of that already. I mean, really. Oh, hey, look, here's something else that can make you stupid and drive down the road and get killed. And then you listen to the mayor. Oh, no, that doesn't happen. Yes, it does. Don't give me that crap. Oh, no, but we're nonviolent. I don't care. You're stupid. You drive stupid. Crash into something. You're driving at 5 miles an hour and think you're doing 80. Come on. And in between, you have to stop at every... You know what? The one thing you could do, and I'm just starting to think about it, you know, I'm starting different business, you know, start another business here, is legalizing it, and right there at the shop where you can buy it, right as you come out, it'll be a little munchy canteen where you can sell Twinkies and hot dogs and things like that, cookies to people as they come out of the marijuana cartels there. You can sell them like $10 worth of snacks so that you can just go home, light up, smoke up, get stupid, and then eat Twinkies. Okay. Not everybody that smokes it gets stupid. Okay, that's true. Not everybody that drinks gets drunk. Not everybody that uses methamphetamines fights cops. It just means that you've got a bigger chance for that to happen. So, I don't know how I got into methamphetamines and with illegals, except we know is that the drug cartels from Mexico are bringing up all these drugs up the I-5 corridor, meth and heroin and all this. And, I mean, high-grade meth, too. But I go back into the fact is if you give illegals... If you grant illegals all of the same rights or the same advantages that citizens have, why would they even want to become a citizen? Why would they want to get out of an enclave and assimilate into our society? And guess what? That's what immigration is. The people come to our country legally. They assimilate into our culture. They speak English. They then, they become part. They make our country stronger. Come in illegally, so you're kind of in the shadows and hidden, and you stay in your own conclaves, and you don't get out and do that. You maintain your own language. You maintain your own, you know, values, and it's instead of taking the values in the language of this country that you become. Look at Europe. Look what's happened there. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, let's think about some of the most American Americans that we know, specifically Kim Chamberlain and Piyush Dinuka, who came from countries where what we take for granted is nothing but a dream. And you could not find two more American Americans.
Oh, and I tell you what, there's many, many, many more out there. My buddy from England. He is as American as anybody. He speaks with that funny accent, but he is as American as anybody. And they, you know what? And that's what we want. I want immigrants that are here legally that want to be part of our society and add things. I don't want illegals here. Why would you want people here illegally? What is there a right? And you know what? Oh, you're hurting my feelings by calling me an illegal alien. So what? You're here illegally. That's the first part. Go back home. Come legally. I will invite you to my house.
Work through the system legitimately.
Go. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Ted Leidy's Northern Firearms Instruction. He has many classes going on for concealed carry right here in the city of Redding. But he also covers all areas up here in Northern California. And for a time here, if you go down there to take a class and you don't have the right pistol, and he'll provide pistols and ammo for the class. And then he or one of his instructors will go out and help you select the right pistol for you to carry. And then and get you started into another training program there. But you've got to give him a call at 999-1822 or check him out online at readingccw.com. In there, you're going to see a place there where people have where you can rate the class. And these are just, they're put in. You can go there. The instructors or lady that doesn't have anything to do with it. These are just people that have commented on the class, and look how many 5-star comments they've gotten. And you don't get that unless you give a good class. Northern Firearms Instruction, readingccw.com. We'll be right back. It is 7:30 here on the 11th of August.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment this morning. I'm here with Bad Bob. Time is 7:33 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 66 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. It's going to be foggy via smoky out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business. And it's just, you know, every time I start to say the, after I give the temperature, Bob stands up and he changes it. So it's now 68 degrees instead of whatever I just said a minute ago. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Estate jewelry of just the finest quality. In fact, all jewelry that Leonard has is of the finest quality at really, really fair prices. You can take in jewelry you have and say, you know what, my mom left this to me, or my dad, or what is this and what's it worth? And he's going to tell you exactly. Plus, the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area. right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You can't get any better service nor quality of jewelry or better prices than Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750 or stop by Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. I'm here with Gary Moore.
Hello.
Besides being a friend, Gary has got numerous jobs, but his main job, when I say numerous jobs, I'll get into that in a second. You are the public affairs guy.
That is correct.
Out at our veterans' home on Knighton Road.
Yes, and, you know, I'm very happy to tell you we have 125 residents now. We're 25 away from being full out there, and
wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, now it's broken into two areas.
It is. It's got two sides. Some people refer to it as assisted living. We call it RCFE, Residential Care for the Elderly. They don't really require a lot of...
These are guys that are walking around.
Yeah.
And when they're walking around, they go down and have chow. They get together. They read. They can go out and they do sports. Some of them even drive, right?
A lot of them drive. They have their own cars. They come and go as they please. It's their home.
And what... You know what? If you have not been out there, please give Gary a call. And we'll give you his phone number here at the end of the segment. I've been out there. Very nice rooms. TV... each one has its own bathroom.
That's correct.
And they're private rooms.
It's comfortable.
It's a comfortable room. You know, you can't cook in there. I don't know. Can you have a little refrigerator or anything?
You can go. Each neighborhood, we call them. Each neighborhood has their own individual kitchen and dining area. So if you wanted to cook, and there's a refrigerator in there for them, so they can store things in there, and they can, if they wake up at 3 a.m. and they want a snack, they can go into their own little kitchen area and go into their pantry.
Can they cook like eggs and things? I mean, they can do that.
Absolutely, we have cooking clubs.
Okay,
out
now
there.
How many of these neighborhoods do you have?
Five.
Okay, now so when we're talking a neighborhood, that means there's like maybe four or five rooms. Maybe more. I'm not sure how many there would be. That would be for that neighborhood?
There would be 30 rooms
neighborhood. Oh, in each neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you've got five neighborhoods, and each has 30. So that's 150
rooms total, yeah.
Okay.
And in each neighborhood, there's one or two rooms that are a little bit larger that are designed for couples, because we now have two married couples living out there.
Okay. Now, how's that work?
I mean, well, it works out really good. We did an interview with Michael, who you had on the radio a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And he says, his words are, it makes the whole environment smoothing. He says, it's not just a bunch of guys. And it's not just a bunch of guys. We have ladies out there. And, you know, I learned something the other day, and I don't know exactly how accurate this is. But one of our unit leaders told me we had a lady move in.
Uh-huh.
She divorced a guy 42 years ago. He also lives there on the other side of the thing and doesn't recognize who she is. How good is that?
But she knows who he is.
She knows who he is, right.
And so she goes over to him and occasionally will say something about him. And he goes, how's she know this?
Yeah, I know.
And then she wins bets.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it's a really good.
Oh, that's scary. Imagine that, Bob. That you're someday in an assisted. You could be at the VA home. You could be at the home.
You know, there's about five guys out there who listen to this show who are looking around, going, "Uh oh."
Yeah, right.
And you know, here you are, Bob. You know, 40 years from now, you're in the VA home, and there's this woman that keeps coming up to you and saying things about you that only your mom would know.
That's right.
That would get scary.
Right. You know, and I'm 52 now. You know, that would be like me being 10 years old. I look a lot different now than I did at 10 years old, so he doesn't recognize her.
Oh, well, I knew a woman who had been divorced, and she was the military lady, and she was at one of the officers' clubs, and her ex-husband was standing next to her, and he says something to her, and she looks at him, and she just looks away. She goes, oh, yeah, and then she looks away, and then it took her like 5 minutes to realize, oh, my gosh, that's my ex-husband.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, yeah. You talk about a perfect put-down. Yeah, this guy was just destroyed at that point. I said, were you faking it? She goes, no. And he knew I wasn't faking it. That's what.
Oh, my.
Because I turned around and started to talk to him, you know, nice to him. Because we weren't talking nice when last time we saw each other. So I think that's kind of cool.
It's a great place. I mean, it's just the feeling there is just...
They have outside events and everything, because I know you all came to the baseball games, and you all go to all types of things.
We have transportation for them all.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere that they want to go, and they make a lot of requests. We want to go on an outing. We want to go on a hike out to Whiskeytown or whatever. We've taken them fishing. We've taken them on patio boats. We took nine of them 3 weeks ago down to San Francisco to San Francisco Padres game.
Oh.
They love that.
They didn't march in one of the parades or anything down there.
Not down there.
Not down there. Okay.
Nope. They're all good down there.
But they are in parades up here for on Veterans Day. I mean, I think there's some of them get into the vehicles and they it's on our one out at City of Lake Shasta.
Yep, that is the Veterans Day Parade, which is coming up in the near future. Are we planning it?
Yeah. I got things planning out there.
Be here before you know it. So they do that, and they also do the rodeo parade in May, too.
That's the scary thing, you know? It's almost November. I mean, it's August, but it's almost November.
It goes by quick.
Yeah.
Really quick. Yeah. You know, and we're going to start high school football here pretty soon. That's just like two and a half, three weeks away.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, you've got the assisted living where they can get around. They can get up and down to the chow hall. And you've got a wonderful food preparation area there.
Absolutely.
Then you've got the other quadrant.
Yes, the other side. There are two neighborhoods in that other side, and that is for skilled nursing and memory care. And that is filling up quite rapidly, and it's just going well. And, you know, we've got a wander guard system, which is really cool. You know, when
we're talking about people with Alzheimer's here or dementia.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of things, people see that iron gate around the whole thing, and they go, boy, that sort of looks like a prison. And that's not to keep them in. It's for their protection. We don't want anybody wandering off over onto Knighton Road.
Yeah.
We don't want people wandering out into the woods. We've got what they call a wander guard system, which is like an electronic bracelet. It's got like the life, you know, the
Just those people in that one quadrant, they'll have to wear that, or does everybody have to wear that?
Not everybody.
Okay.
Not everybody. So, I mean, that just allows us to, if they turn up missing, which we've never had that happen,
be able to find them.
We can just call them right up on the electronic system. We go, oh, yeah, they're over in the southwest corner of the facility. Let's go help them out and make sure that they're okay.
You know what? Ordinarily, I would have a real problem with that, except in cases where, yes, you know, you need to know where they're at.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, how many times have we see these silver alerts where people have wandered away?
Yeah, a lot.
If they had one of those bracelets on.
You know, somebody gets out in those woods, even up there along Airport Road, you can get into some pretty rugged territory pretty quickly, and in this heat, it would not turn out well.
Yeah, and there's critters out there, too.
There are critters out there. Yeah. Yeah. And we're not talking about little critters,
no,
either.
No, big ones.
Yeah.
So, okay. We got a little something coming up at
yes.
the end of the month. That's the main reason why we're here. I mean, we got lots to talk about, but,
yeah.
You know, on August 31st, it's a Monday, it goes from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Carl, you know, we talked about this before. When you get a job with the state of California, there is a process that you have to go through. And it is you have to take a pre-examination. You have to pass that examination. That puts you on an eligibility list. And only once you get to that point can you apply for any position. So you got to pre-qualify. And it's time-consuming. I mean, it took me 6 months to get my job there. And I was already pre-qualified and on the list. So it takes time. So we did a little experiment a couple of months ago down at our home in West Los Angeles where we took the exam unit from Sacramento headquarters down there. We invited people in. We give them their application. Many of them are pre-prepared and they come with it already done. We give them their qualifications assessment that they do right there on site. The exam department will be here from Sacramento. They will score those tests. So you can essentially get an interview that exact same day. You don't have to go through that 2-3-6 month process in order to get a job. You can be interviewed for a job that same day, and that's what we're doing.
After you take the test.
After you take this. It's just a qualifications assessment where you fill out some.
Sure. Now, California Highway Patrol is having exactly the same problem, and it's maybe even more so because they'll jump through more hoops. But it was a 2-year process from the day you signed up. A 2-year process before you could even get into school. And they were losing thousands of probably really good applicants. And so they've got it down now to about a year, which seems like a long time, but when you figure all the background checks they have to do.
Correct.
But for you all, once you take the test and you need to, because some people, what if they live in another town?
That's
or they're
correct.
Coming in from another, hey, I'd really like to have this job. I'm fully qualified. I live in Idaho. So I'm going to fly down. Take the test and all that. Now you can talk to them.
Yes.
It makes sense. And you all are really hiring right now.
We have many positions still available. I think we are close to 236 employees out at the Veterans Home right now. And the greatest need is in the clinical department and the food service department. But this specific hiring event, we're calling it, is
It's specific to licensed vocational nurses and certified nursing assistants. So that's what we're targeting for this specific event. We've got more than 13 positions available right now.
And these are for nurses and nurses?
Certified nursing assistants and licensed vocational nurses.
Okay. All right.
And we need them in place so we can properly care for the veterans. I don't know how many care homes you've been to, and they all vary from from place to place. But our ratio of clinical assistants is one person for every seven veterans.
Okay.
And, you know, other places might have 20 people for one person. They're all a little bit different. So the ratio of 1 to 7 is really good.
Really good.
You know, if you make your rounds, like you're supposed to make your rounds and check everybody, you can get back to the first person within, you know, like 20 minutes. It's a good thing.
Our guest is Gary Moore. He is the public affairs director out there at the Veterans Home, California Veterans Home out on Knighton Road. And we're talking about their hiring people.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that after we take the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, and Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. One of the few places you're ever going to find, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, that he fixes, he then guarantees. And something happens, I don't, very rarely, but if it does, bring it back to him. He fixes it, just like he said. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business with integrity. You'll not be sorry if you go down there and you get that little chip. Fix it before it becomes a huge crack. We'll be right back.
Trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 10 minutes till 9 in the... Ten minutes till 8 here on the 11th of August. 68 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 91. A lot of smoke out there. If you've got asthma or allergies and some breathing issues, you may want to stay in the house.
I woke up this morning with a car full of ash on top of it.
Well, you know, it is. I mean, it's here. And if you look at the front page, the air's not real healthy. Stay inside. You know, take care of yourself if you can. If not, you know what? You know, get that mask and use that mask when you're out there to help in your breathing. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends out at One River. That's right. Elements Lounge, the first Thursday of every month. Linda's out there. And I tell you what, it's not just singing. There's dancing, fine dining. People are out there dancing. The place fills up, different sound every time. Everybody has a great time out there at Elements Lounge on the first Thursday of each month. And you give them a call, 243-3377, and you're going to get in there. You'll get a great dinner for a very reasonable price. And then you get to listen to Linda and her band sing. And she brings in somebody new each month.
And they're all really good.
You know what? The musicians are showing up. You know, the musicians that aren't even in the band, other musicians come in now. They come in to listen, too. So, and that's always good. So, okay, Elements Lounge, Wind River. Plus, Wind River just is a good group of people anyway. They do a lot for
this.
They
do
a lot for this community. You know, and people don't realize that. You know, I mean, I know you do, Gary. But they just do a whole lot. And a lot of things they do are under the radar. I mean, they don't go out there and beat their chest like some groups. Okay, we're here with Gary Moore, who's the public affairs officer the man in charge of all the public affairs and public relations and the news releases and all that for the Veterans Home out on Knighton Road.
Community outreach, all of it.
And you do a lot of stuff out here, Gary. Now, you were talking about that y'all are looking, or you're having a hiring fair for nurses assistants,
LVNs and CNAs.
There you go. And this is, once you get on, this is a good job.
It's a great job. You know, and I
get all of the benefits, right?
You do get benefits. This is one of the things that I tell everybody when I'm going out and speaking to groups about coming to work for the state. What most people do by nature, they want to know how much money am I bringing in at the end of the month because I have this many bills.
Right.
Okay. So they have the salaries posted on all the job announcements, but what people don't realize is you get 10 paid vacation days per year. There's like 10 or 12 sick days paid per year. There's like 9 or 10 holidays paid per year. There's 2 professional development days paid per year. That's over 32 days right there that you're getting paid for that you're not physically there working. It's like you work 11 months out of the year. Plus you get medical, dental, and vision. And those benefits amount to almost 50% of your salary. So there's the salary number, the money that you're actually going to get, you can add about 50% of that to what you're really making. You're just not going to see that money in dollars.
Know, that whole program is obviously modeled after what we have here at KCNR 1460.
It's perfect, isn't it?
You know, the 32 days of professional off and this and sick, and then you plus the money that you get for all these other things.
Must have missed the memo.
Bob, I mean, did you sign up for that one?
I must have missed that memo.
You weren't there for the class the other day?
Apparently not.
Oh, well.
That's a great benefit.
It's a great benefit. You're missing out on some stuff here. Okay.
So it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
To work for the state of California.
Oh, just think of all that taxpayer money that's just keeping you happy.
It is keeping me very happy.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's a job that's needed.
It is.
You've got the requirement. You, and I say you, it means anybody that works here. You're doing a job. You're doing it well. You get paid for it. This is just part of the deal. That's why people say, oh, look how much these guys are getting. They're retired. Oh, look at all the money they're making. You know, frankly, I don't care. Guess what, guys? They were hired at this salary under this plan. Mm-hmm. You don't like it? Well, then you should have changed it back then. You have no right to talk about you know, retirements to anybody.
That's right.
Now, and so I don't get too excited about it. Plus the fact I want absolutely the best care for our veterans.
And they're getting
let's
it,
just
too.
Get it. I mean, let's just get that one down right now. I want the very best care for our veterans because they're not getting it in other areas in this government.
You know, we do tours every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and everybody's invited to come join us for the next tour, which will be tomorrow at 1. And we'd like to show you the way that we are taking care of those veterans. I mean, and every one of them out there will tell you this is the best place for them, for them. And, you know, for me personally, I've done a lot of things in the broadcasting business over, you know, 33 years now. And I wake up every morning and I go, I get to go there today. And that feels really good. And, you know, I get to serve them because they served all of us. And I might just be telling the good story of the place. You know, I'm not out there mowing their lawn or anything like that, but I get to tell the good story of the place that takes good care of them, and that means a lot to me.
That's good. That's great.
Makes me feel great.
Well,
I
you
love
know what?
You
got to love your job.
You do.
Yeah. Okay, let's just shift gears real quick.
Okay.
Gary is also come aboard here at KCN. I should say partnered up with us. That's the main thing for high school football.
We're going to do some fun stuff this season.
Gary loves to announce. He's going to be announcing the high school football games that we have, that we at KCNR, 1460, we're the only ones that broadcast local sports.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
And, you know, it's become part of what we do, and we're really happy with that. And it's good to get out into the community and show people that, you know, and showcase these Friday night games. And you've already set up a schedule for the first, I believe, the first four games. And then after that, it's pretty much a flex schedule.
We kind of figure it out as we go because, you know, we don't want to get to the last two games of the season and the games that we scheduled, like, you know, 3 months ago have no meaning.
Right.
We want to make sure that all the local teams get recognition. We want to promote all these high schools because they all have really good football programs.
Well, and here's the thing is whether it's 8-man football or it's 11-man football.
Yes.
Reading Christian came out there and was playing for a championship. UPrep looks like they could have a hell of a team.
I know. I'm excited about that.
And then we're doing one game up in Bernie, and it's Bernie and UPrep.
Well, I think it might be up in Bernie. I'm not quite sure about that.
Oh, maybe down here.
September 11th is the date on that, and we're really looking forward because, you know, I was a player at Bernie High School, graduated in 1981, so I'm going to get to, you know, see what it was like for me, like almost 30 years ago in school playing high school football. So I'm very excited about it. We do have a tentative schedule all set up, and we're working with the athletic directors and the football coaches right now to put the final schedule and broadcasting plans together, and I could not be more excited about it.
Well, I'm thinking this is going to be a great year. We followed all the way down when Enterprise, we followed them through the playoffs and all the way down to the state championship. We sent Nate down there. And everybody goes, Nate's going to be on later on this week. And we're going to be saying goodbye to Nate. And Nate's going to be leaving soon. He is spreading his wings.
Yep, he's young. He's ambitious. I see a lot of myself in him when I was his age.
He is talented too.
He's going places.
He's talented,
that man.
And so Nate's leaving us here, and we'll say goodbye to him sometime this week or next week, whenever we can get him finally kicked out of the net.
Yeah,
it may take a while. But it is time for him to move on to that market. That, you know, the next big market there, because he's ready now.
He belongs there.
He's got a business plan on how he can make things succeed. He knows how to talk to people. He's really good at what he does. I like to think we knocked a few of the rough edges off of him. Not that there aren't a few left, but at least that, you know, when he goes out there, he's got a good shot at becoming a huge success. And I told him the only thing he owes me is Super Bowl tickets someday.
That's it.
There you go.
You know, I look at myself when I was 24 years old, and I was terrible, Carl. I was just awful. I was learning.
Yeah.
Nate's got it. He's going places.
Well, Nate has, and we're gonna, you know, we'll talk to him about it. But Nate came here and sold the idea of baseball to me because I said no to him like three times, and he has tenacity, and that right there, tenacity will make you a success. You're a success. And you have been in radio, and you do, I mean, you do sports casting everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you're down. You do everything from NASCAR to,
last Friday I was down in Yuba City doing a tractor pull. This Friday I'm over in Yerington, Nevada, which is about 45 minutes on the other side of Carson City, doing a tractor pull there. And then I got races over in Eureka that I'm doing, and I'm involved with Shasta Speedway. Now I'm into high school football. There I'm you go. All over the place.
Okay, Gary Moore has been our guest. He's the public affairs director out at the Veterans Home. They're having a big job fair out there for licensed vocational nurses. They want to hire 13 people out there.
Yeah, or so more.
Or more, and here's a great chance to get a great job working and helping our veterans. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news with the Shasta Land Trust. What do they do? 8 o'clock here on August the 11th, 68 degrees going up to 91.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Dutch prosecutors say they've got their first physical evidence that a missile brought down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over the eastern Ukraine last year. Authorities report finding possible parts from a Russian-made missile system. His lawyer says former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will appeal his corruption convictions to the U.S. Supreme Court. That follows a decision by a federal appeals court not to review that case. McDonnell is facing 2 years in prison, but remains free on bond. In Ferguson, Missouri, a fourth consecutive night of unrest, but no repeat of the violence that marred Sunday's protests. Police made about a dozen arrests. The EPA says there is no evidence yet of a fish kill or other harmful effects to wildlife from the spill of millions of gallons of toxic wastewater into the Animas River.
There haven't been the impacts reported. We're going to continue to monitor that situation because there could be some impacts that occur over time.
EPA Sean McGrath, a spill occurred during an EPA cleanup operation at an abandoned gold mine. Federal prosecutors have busted an international group of hackers that made tens of millions of dollars by breaking into the computer systems of companies that published news releases about mergers and acquisitions and then trading on the non-public information. A study the government kept secret for years says that air traffic controllers' work schedules often lead to chronic fatigue, making them less alert and endangering the safety of the national air traffic system. Nuclear power has returned to Japan more than 4 years after the 2011 meltdowns at the Fukushima power plant following an earthquake and tsunami. It's the first nuclear reactor to be restarted in Japan under new safety regulations that followed the Fukushima disaster. This is SRN News.
On the movie that proclaims the power of the cross.
What does it mean to believe?
From the creators of God's Not Dead. 12 unique lives, 12 different stories. One path will bring them all together.
So you believe in Jesus?
Do you believe? Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino, Sean Astin, Alexa Penavega, Ted McGinley, and Andrea Logan White. Do you believe? On DVD, Blu-ray, and digital HD. In stores now.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Former Senator Joe Lieberman's taking over as head of a group dedicated to killing the Iran nuclear deal. SRN's Linda Canyon has the story.
Senator Lieberman is now the head of United Against Nuclear Iran. Lieberman, who was the 2000 Democratic Party's vice presidential nominee, released a statement that says the group has led an effort to economically isolate the Iranian regime. The work of the organization highlights the complicated politics of the Iran nuclear deal, which is scheduled to come up for a vote on Capitol Hill next month. Joe Lieberman takes the helm of United Against Nuclear Iran as other prominent Democrats are coming out in opposition to the deal. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
A 37-year-old White House staffer is facing assault and reckless endangerment charges and has been placed on unpaid leave after she reportedly fired a service weapon at an off-duty U.S. Capitol police officer. No one heard police are describing that as a domestic event. This is SRN News. A former political advisor for Donald Trump, who either quit or was fired, depending on who you believe, says Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly doesn't owe Trump an apology for her questions during last week's debate.
No, this is politics. It's not beanbag, and it's rough and tumble out there. The point, though, is that presidential politics ought to be about bigger picture issues.
Roger Stone tells the Today Show he resigned from the campaign because he thought Trump was getting too distracted by marginal issues. The campaign says Stone was fired. Officials in New York City say 12 people have died from a Legionnaires' disease outbreak. There have been 113 cases reported, but none in the past week. High wire daredevil Nick Wallendi will attempt his longest tightrope walk ever during an appearance at the Wisconsin State Fair this evening. Wallendi plans to walk 1,576 feet at more than 10 stories above the racetrack. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have in our chat room today, Dez has showed up again. Dez was, I think, on yesterday, Bob. And Dez is somewhere in Europe. We just don't know exactly where in Europe. But good morning and thanks for listening. He said he was listening to the news as we were streaming it and said, the missile find news even gets reported here, you know, on the Iranian deal. Isn't that interesting? It'd be kind of fun to have him type in and say, what's the big news going on in Europe right now? What's the weather look like, Bob?
It's going to be smoky still, but the wind is starting to push that smoke out of the area, Carl. Right now, 70 degrees in Reading, considerable clouds, and then decrease later in the day. The high will be around 92 degrees, overnight low of 63, edging up slightly as we head further into the week. No rain in sight, and right now we have, as I said, 70 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Dez, excuse me, ma'am, Dez is female. And I may have said, for some reason,
you made a presumption.
Boy, talk about a sexist comment I made, you know.
You made a presumption.
That's right. Well, you know what? I should have known because they're saying smart things, and they're in Europe, and they know how to use a computer right away. Should have told me female.
How you got to back out of this one?
Nah, that's the quickest way I can get out of this. Throw myself on the ground and just hope I don't get hurt too bad when they stomp on me. It is 7 after 8 here today on the 11th of August. And we're talking about, with all the smoke, how important it is to have the filters on your HVAC systems cleaned. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call. 221-2642. Besides just being able to fix the machines, any type of equipment you have, cooling systems that you have, you need them to come in. Change out those filters. Make sure that everything's working that way. Get, you know, because you're sucking in all that smoke through that through your cooling system. And then once these filters are dirty, and now you're sucking in smoke. So they need to be looked at. They need to have the filters cleaned. That's what Alliance Heating and Air does. Plus, make sure the system's working correctly. Again, give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They are a veteran-owned business, and they just do outstanding work.
By the way, I was talking to somebody who said you don't need to go buy the $30 filters, that the $5 filters are all you really need. And now you might as well go ahead and change them now, and then after the fire's over, change them again, because they're going to get about 6 months' worth of gunk put at them in just a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, what they do is Alliance has this great plan that every 6 months they come in there and clean everything out and make sure everything's working. Speaking of great plans, we have Ann Murphy with us. Good morning, Ann Murphy.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure. Executive Director of the Shasta Land Trust.
Yes.
Okay, and before we get into that,
okay,
let's get into Ann Murphy.
Sure.
Okay, tell us about Ann.
Well, I'm a relative newcomer to California. I moved here not quite a year and a half ago from the Midwest, believe it or not, which is where I've spent all of my career. I'm originally from northern Michigan and grew up on a beautiful 60-acre property and spent all my time playing outdoors as I was little. And when I...
Do you have your, like, were you an FFA? or
you know what? I was in 4-H. I was in 4-H, absolutely. And my parents thought it would be fun to have kind of a small working farm, so we had all kinds of animals imaginable and gardens galore. Just a really fabulous place to grow up in a really small town. Just a gorgeous, beautiful area.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It was.
And this was in Michigan?
Mm-hmm, Northern Michigan.
I get Northern Michigan, you got your fair share of ice, right? Snow?
Well, you know, the nice thing about Northern Michigan is it's buffered so much by the Great Lakes, with Lake Michigan nearby, mm-hmm. Lake Huron nearby, that it actually tends to keep it a little bit, slightly more temperate, at least in the wintertime.
Really?
Than
okay.
Minnesota, which is where I most recently moved from.
Oh, then you went to Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know where Bemidji is?
I do know where Bemidji is.
I had
it's
two of my two of my buddies that were in the Marine Corps with me that they had both graduated from Bemidji at different times around the same time. They said it was so cold in Bemidji that it was just, I mean, it was, they would tell stories, and the rest of us would just sit there and just go, how could anybody live in Bemidji?
It's a tough place. It's for the hardy, for sure. My last winter there, I think in 1 month alone, we had 5 days with below 50 wind chills.
Below 50 degrees wind chill?
Yes. And I said, that's it. I'm moving to California.
What were you doing there?
I was working for a statewide land trust called the Minnesota Land Trust. So we preserve land all over the state.
How did you know there was land? I mean, because it's covered with snow.
It was cold.
I mean, it could have
it
melted
was cold.
Away.
We did a lot of work in the summer months.
So you've been in the land trust kind of stuff. What exactly? How'd you get into that?
Well, interestingly enough, the area that I grew up in Northern Michigan has a longstanding land trust there called Little Traverse Conservancy, and they've been active since about 1970, doing a lot of land conservation throughout the area. So a lot of the preserves that any of us would go to visit just for hiking, birdwatching, sitting on the lake shore, was owned by the Land Conservancy or had been protected through them. And a lot of our field trips as school children was out onto some of their properties. And it was always kind of there in the back of my mind as, oh, yeah, what a cool thing. I love the outdoors. Neat thing to do. And it wasn't until I was in college and I was really struggling with kind of what to do after college. I was a double major in biology and piano performance and sort of torn between these two different worlds.
Those are kind of similar there. Biology. Is it wildlife biology or just biology?
More ecology and botany.
Okay, and
piano performance.
So you're a piano player,
I am.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still do that?
I do.
Do you perform for people?
I haven't in a while, and sort of being new here, I'm not sure kind of what my options are.
What kind of music do you play?
Classical.
Okay, so all classical.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
So you don't get into jazz? Or
I do on a saxophone, but...
you play a saxophone, too?
I do, mm-hmm.
Okay, I just see the wheel. Yeah, I'm just, oh, really?
But
you know,
I didn't want to have to give up my two greatest loves, so I did both in college, and it wasn't until I was close to graduating, I actually had a bad pesticide poisoning that kind of tore through my system and got into my muscles for a while. And
so how did that happen?
I thought it would be great fun to spend my summer going into my senior year working on a hydrogeology project, and there was this... little farmland that two area community districts had purchased and wanted to turn it into an ecology lab for area kids, just to get them outside, learn about the outdoors.
Sure.
And it had just been taken out of really active farmland production, and they wanted to figure out what was on the property. They knew there were a lot of great wetlands in the area and thought they could break some drain tiles, but they wanted me to go in and assess the soils and hydrology. Uh-huh. And I was using some really outdated equipment, unfortunately, and inhaled a lot of particles from the soil, and unfortunately...
And it got into your system there.
Yep.
Well, how sick do you get when you do that? I mean, you say it got into... you got into your muscle system,
Every system. I almost died, yeah.
Hospital and all that?
Yeah. So it was
How did they
rough.
Get that out of your system?
You know, it's
See,
one
for
of
me,
those...
that's like chemical warfare.
Yeah.
And I know what we have to do to protect our people and to protect, you know, when we go into a place,
right.
The kind of stuff we wear... That is just, I mean, it is onerous to wear, but if you don't, you get one of those, you get you breathe in some of that stuff.
Scary stuff.
So it's the same thing for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it was really rough for a while.
How do they treat that?
Oh,
do they flush it through your system or something like that?
They figured that it kind of did its damage and left my system. So I was lucky that they couldn't find it still lodged in me after a while. But it was a lot of vitamins and... nutrient therapy and physical therapy kind of getting back onto my feet again. But being a pianist, that's a really tough thing to have it affect your hands and muscles that way. So I was
very, I bet that was very frustrating for you.
It was. Although, in the greater scheme of things, I was always looking for some sort of
divine sign. Which do I go into? Do I go into biology? Do I go into piano? And like, well, okay, there's my answer. So,
so that affected you on your piano?
Yeah, it
forever?
Did. No.
Or just for a while.
Couple of years, we're a little bit.
Oh my gosh!
There, so.
Hey, I'm here with Ann Murphy, who is the executive director of the Shasta Land Trust. We haven't gotten to that part yet. I wanted to know how Ann got into this, and this is something you know, when you talk to people. When you ask a question, sometimes you don't know where it goes to. And this was really interesting. When you were in college or, you know, part of a project or like this was to – you wanted to help build an environmental area, of, you know, that two townships had given so kids could go out there and work, you know, and kind of learn about biology and environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're there testing the ground.
Exactly.
And you get hit with pesticides. That, uh-huh. Can you just – what happened? Well, let's take a break because I want to know what happened to the land after that.
Sure.
Well, we're going to take a break here. I have completely forgotten this. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:16 in the morning, 70 degrees, going out to 91 today. It's the 11th of August. Give us a call, 605-4567, as we get into this about the Shasta Land Trust. We'll be right back.
Interactive puzzles and mind-bending challenges, then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
On Saturday, September 12th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including face painting and reptile parties. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 12th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street, Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's 8:20 in the morning here on the 11th of August. 70 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. You know what? The air quality is not good. If you've got some breathing problems, you may want to stay in today. And or wear one of those cute little white masks that you can write little things on as you walk around outside, breathing in the smoke-filled air. 605-4567 is our phone number. And hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com and talk to Dez. Dez is a young lady that's in Europe right now who is on our chat room. And she says the big news here is the find of fragments of a BUK missile in the MH17 debris, which is that plane that was shot down over the Ukraine. And the Russians have denied they had anything to do with it, yet it's a Russian missile that brought it down, it looks like. And the riots in Ferguson. Isn't that interesting? The riots in Ferguson are big news over there in Europe. And the police there are still on a semi-strike for better work conditions. Okay. Thanks. You know, Des, thanks a lot. We're here, though, with Ann Murphy, who is the executive director of the Shasta Land Trust. And, for you know, frankly, for the first 10 minutes or, gosh, 15 minutes, we've been talking about how she got into this. Okay. How did you get here to Reading? And I asked a question I ask almost everybody. So do you go to Bethel? And she goes, where? So
no, didn't come here for that. I've been working in the land trust field for about 17 or 18 years, all over the Midwest. So started in Michigan after college, moved on to Northeast Ohio after that for about 10 years, doing some great work there. Finally made it out to Minnesota, decided it was too cold for me, and was really looking for that next career opportunity and really wanting to be back in a smaller town after coming from the Twin Cities. A little too big. So I kind of put out the word to a lot of my colleagues. I was like, gosh, I'm looking for the next opportunity. Would love to go west, somewhere small. And a friend of mine in the land trust world was like, you know, you really have to give Reading a shot. I'm like, Reading, where's that? And she first introduced me to the land trust. She lives in Vermont, but turns out she grew up in Mount Shasta, and so very, very familiar with the area. And she sold it to me. And once I looked into it, it seemed just like a great area. I love the outdoors. I love small communities, and this really
here we are.
Small community feel. So
great place to live.
Yeah.
Okay. What is a land trust?
So a land trust is a nonprofit organization that essentially preserves land. And we at the Shasta Land Trust, our mission is to conserve the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands here throughout the North State. And so we only work with willing landowners, folks who either have a great conservation ethic, a great love for their land, and want to see it permanently preserved.
Okay, so once somebody brings it into the land trust, you pay for this land, right?
Sometimes, not always.
Sometimes, not always. But you can.
We can, assuming that we can find some good grant sources and, you know, funding is far between these
days. I have 1,000 acres. I'm out here on up toward Mount Shasta. I come to you and say, hey, look, I'd like to have you all take this thing over, but I want my family to still own this land.
Right.
Is that possible?
It is, absolutely, and I think that's the way this tool works best. We use something called a conservation easement, which is a legally binding agreement that we negotiate one-on-one with each landowner, and it's something that's tailored very specifically to each particular property and to each particular landowner's wishes and how they plan on using the land. So if you came to me with a property, of course, I'd want to walk it with you because that's the best way to learn it and to see it through your eyes and to really help understand what it is that you want to do with the land. Is this something you're thinking of, you know, gifting to your children someday? Do you have ranching activities on the property? Do you want a garden? You know, how are you using the property? Those types of things. We have a great discussion about those kind of long-term goals and vision that you have for the property. and then we go about drafting a conservation easement. And there's certainly some boilerplate that goes along with all of these, but it is tailored individually to each particular property. And essentially, what a conservation easement does is limit the development and use of the property
to
whatever that may be, some residential use, agricultural use, even some timbering use.
So you can still have it logged, parts
of it,
right?
You can, absolutely. You can still do some sustainable harvesting of timber on the property.
Do you lose your, I mean, you agree to whatever the easement is,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
sign it, it's a contract.
Yes.
And if you say, hey, look, I still want to be able to take these 50 acres over here, and I want to be able to log them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just part of it. But that other 50 acres, uh-uh. Is that right?
Well, we would want to.
I don't mean that, and I don't mean that in a bad sense. I want people to understand is that, hey, I signed this contract when I put this into
mm-hmm,
this because
mm-hmm.
Why do people do this? Do they get like a tax break or?
So many motivations for doing these.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just a great love of the land, and I've worked with so many landowners across the country that are what we like to call land rich, cash poor,
mm-hmm.
and this is their legacy that they want to pass on to their family, or maybe it's been in the family for generations.
Right.
Desperately want to see it preserved because they can't imagine it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
There are other folks that have income and can make use of a charitable gift, and so there are some federal tax benefits that may be available to landowners for donating an easement.
Because a lot of people, they are land rich and cash poor. That
mm-hmm.
they give a 5,000-acre farm to their or ranch to their kids,
right.
and all of a sudden they've got $1 million tax bill on this inheritance bill. And so this saves them from that?
It does. There can be some significant estate tax benefits to preserving properties. And landowners have found it a really great tool when they are passing that on to the kids in the next generation. And
I
know so many folks that their kids are scattered across the country, and
mm-hmm.
they know they want to leave the land to their kids, but they know their kids are not going to agree on what to do with the property. Or some might want to live there. Some might want to do something else to it or leave.
Find out how a family gets together.
Exactly.
Die. See what happens. Go to,
you know,
see what happens afterwards.
Yeah, that's the trouble. And so this oftentimes takes a lot of that arguing and indecision off the table and helps families really come together for a vision for the property and
that's
how they want to use it. So
super.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're here with Ann Murphy. She's the executive director of the Shasta Land Trust here, and she's been. How long have you been here?
I've been here just a little over a year.
Okay. Now, is there a lot of interest in this in the area?
There is, absolutely. We right now have protected 11 working, mostly working ranches throughout the area on about 22,500 acres. We've been in business since 1998,
mm-hmm.
Just working with a lot of local ranchers in the area. We have two primary focus areas that we tend to focus our efforts in, and that's the Cow Creek Watershed, which is a little bit east here of Redding. Goes out into a lot of the oak woodlands that we have, some beautiful areas
that's
along
down
Cow
there
Creek.
In the, that's down in the, see, Cow Creek is right there with Palo Cedro? In
mm-hmm,
that area,
absolutely.
Right? And
yep.
back into that area in the Mill Valley or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
The Mill Valley.
Yeah, there's a lot of oak trees back there.
Yeah,
okay.
So a lot of oak woodlands, a lot of working ranches
mm-hmm.
in the Cow Creek watershed, and there are just a lot of significant resources there. And we have, close to 20,000 acres preserved there just in the Cow Creek area, and we're building some great corridors connecting up some of these great ranches
mm-hmm.
along the tribes of Cow Creek.
Well, I want to talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break here. Again, I'm here with Ann Murphy, Executive Director of the Shasta Land Trust. It's not her first rodeo. She's been doing this for a few years
mm-hmm.
and all of the Midwest,
yes.
and now she's out west where she doesn't have to worry about snow up to her knees.
Yes, thankfully.
And that where, you know, your nose freezes, and you know, when your nose runs and it freezes all over your face, it's horrible. But we don't have that problem out here.
No.
We have other problems. We have smoke that makes your
nose,
you know, makes your nose run and all this. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right here in town. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, it's not just coffee, but cold drinks, and it's got every type of brew you could possibly imagine, it's wine, different types of drinks there at Espresso Joe's, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco accessory and tobacco shop in probably Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. It is now 8:29 in the morning.
And if it's there, don't let it get you down. across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is now 8:33 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. You know, not the weather's not so hot, but the smoke is bad. But the other thing, too, is if you know you take your animal out with you, don't leave it in the car. Don't leave your kid in the car. Don't leave grandma in the car. Don't leave anybody in the car, because it'll only take it at 91. It'll take it about 15 minutes to get it up to about 120. And that's nothing to do to your kids or anybody in your family. I wouldn't leave chocolate out there in the car either. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts. Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Another veteran-owned business there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. And if you go down a little bit further, down the street, there's Classic Cafe and Millie and Kathy. When you walk through the door, you get a hug. It's like coming home to mom. And it has home-cooked food, and it's like a mini military history museum with all the photos they have on the wall. It's a great place to go to. Millie and Kathy have done so much for our community and so much for the veterans. Head on down there, have breakfast, have lunch, and just see what it's all about. Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here with Ann Murphy, the Executive Director of Shasta Land Trust. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
People sometimes mix up land trust with the government just making these sweeping proclamations that the government is conserving 1 million acres of land. And people get upset about this because it's happened up in Siskiyou County when they wanted to take that whole area out there and make it into conserve the land out there, and Obama did. Land trust isn't anything like that.
No, we
are. Or is it?
We're not. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're entirely locally led. We have a board of directors made up of local folks here in the community, and we really only work with willing landowners. We are supported entirely by donations, and would love for folks to check us out and consider donating to us, of course.
So there's no federal money in this.
No,
this is strictly all money that if somebody says, you know what, I would like to preserve my land. Mm-hmm. I've got acreage here. I think I don't want to see it be built on mm-hmm. when I leave, and so I call up Ann. Mm-hmm. And then Ann comes to me and says, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And so you work with them, like you said.
Absolutely. It's quite a relationship that we develop with each landowner, because we want to help understand how they use the property, how they envision it, and ultimately what their goals are, and we can help them achieve that. And we have worked with a number of landowners throughout the area, a lot of working ranchers who really need some of those large blocks of land to be able to continue to graze and to have all of their ranching operations. Mm-hmm. So we have a great corridor of preserved ranches, hoping to add some more. I had mentioned one of our focus areas is Cow Creek. The other one is the Fall River Valley, which is an extraordinary system.
There.
Absolutely. And we're working on a couple of other properties up there as well.
When you say corridor, so what you mm-hmm. do is you try to link the land together.
We,
so you've got a big map,
do.
And you're trying so that you've got maybe a ranch here and a ranch over there, and now you're trying to get the land in between so that wildlife and people can
yes.
go through there.
Absolutely. And that's really the kind of the heart of what we do. We don't want to just practice what I like to call random acts of conservation and have just, a smattering of properties protected here and there across
random,
the land.
Random acts of conservation. You know what? Why should you? Well, I'm glad. You know why you don't do that? It's because you're a non-government organization, and so you actually have a plan instead of just reaching out there and just, let's have one here and one there.
It's true.
So you've actually got a plan here.
We have limited resources, and we have to be strategic and focused, and that's how we really make the most impact on the land and for the people in the communities to have those large connected blocks of land.
Do you have any, maybe not here, but do you have any statewide connected groups?
Statewide connected group?
In other words, you've got property that goes all over, goes
mm-hmm.
from one end of the state to another. So, there's actually you've got an easement almost that can take somebody.
Boy, I don't know the answer to that. What I will say is that we tend to operate mostly in Shasta County, although
uh-huh.
we can go outside the boundaries of
right.
the county if we need to. But there are about 225 land trusts working in California. All up and down the entire state.
Well, I was just wondering.
A lot of active groups.
That's right. Now, land trusts are not, y'all are not like one big organization. So I was just thinking about, because mm-hmm. you were in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
This part of Michigan, we've got an easement from here to here, which is almost as the breadth of the state.
Right.
That people can, could literally walk or,
mm-hmm.
Or hike through and all that, and without ever once being on government land, but they'd have an easement to walk through all that. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and working in Northeast Ohio, I know we had one corridor along a state scenic river that was about 8 miles long where we had properties preserved on either side and really mm-hmm. preserving that entire river system, which was a pretty cool thing.
Now, one of the things that got my attention right away was Luke, who was working here with us, who's back in Baylor now,
mm-hmm.
said, looks at me and he says, they own the land on both, or they control the land on both sides of the river. And I said, which river? He goes, Sacramento River. And I looked at him and I said, really?
Wow.
I said, you mean along the river trail? He goes, yeah. And Luke is, he's a very, very bright kid, and obviously. And when he said that, I went, well, how'd they do that? And I kept thinking, how do they do that? And as it turns out.
That's not us.
That's not you.
No.
But what you do have is you all work a lot with the tracks.
We're working on a project. Actually, it's been several years in the making, called the Great Shasta Rail Trail. And it's an 80-mile rail trail corridor that extends from Burney to McLeod And a lot of local folks have been working on this for a number of years. And there's an interesting federal program. Railroads, of course, across the country are fewer and far between. Yep. But those corridors and all of the land that they've acquired are some pretty significant corridors. And there's a federal rail banking process that allows folks to step in and create trails, basically, on these rail corridors through kind of a lengthy process. And in the event someday that the railroad comes back, it can revert to a railroad. But what we're doing right now is taking that 80-mile stretch and turning it into a recreational trail.
Hey, Bob, get back in the game here. That railroad train, isn't that where the you could go on that dinner train up there? Is that same
well,
area?
By McLeod.
I think it's the McLeod end. The tracks are still in there.
Right, you used to be able to go out on a dinner and ride.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
It'd take you up and then back down. Yeah, it stopped about, 6 years ago?
Yeah, they finally shut down because it was no longer economically viable. Interesting historical note, that is where parts of the film Stand By Me were filmed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now,
yes,
I've seen this program that you all are in.
Mm-hmm.
It is nationwide.
It is.
Because I've seen it back in Virginia and other places where they are preserving this, and they use it for horseback riding and people walking, hiking, and all this.
Absolutely. Sort of an all-purpose trail.
Yeah.
And you know,
Don't you put things onto the railroad track so people can walk on them, or am I...
You know, actually, it's all kind of a cinder base.
Uh-huh.
And once, you know, it gets more use, it'll be packed down and it'll be a really terrific trail. But our goal at the Land Trust was to kind of make this happen. We're not going to be the long-term owner and operator of this trail because what we do is we preserve land and we work with a lot of private landowners. This was an opportunity that came to our attention. Some folks needed some help. So there's actually a new organization called the Great Shasta Rail Trail Association who's going to own and manage it. And we're in the process of trying to transfer the property to them.
Okay. All right, so then you've got down in Cow Creek, and people say, you know, they will transfer they transfer the property to you, or they just granting easements?
They are granting a conservation easement to us, which, interestingly, is a perpetual document. So this conservation easement stays with the land forever and ever. It's perpetual, so no matter who owns it, if they sell the property, if they gift the property, that easement stays in place, which is why... It can take a while to develop an easement because we're very careful to make sure there's enough flexibility for things that, you know, we can't quite foresee 100 years down the road.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Can't foresee things down the road 100 years. I'm trying to foresee things tomorrow and having a tough time with that one, you know. This is really great because this is something that people can use. They can get some tax breaks on it if it works out like that. If they're inheriting, if they've got a lot of land in their cash poor, like we talked about, it may help them out when they die so the children can keep the land. And they keep it almost kind of in the way it was meant to be, that whoever signed the papers, this is the way I want it to be. I don't want to see a subdivision out here. I don't want to see it broken into lots. I want it to be like it is.
Absolutely. And we're working with a family right now. Actually, the mother had this vision. It's a couple hundred acres right outside of Lassen. Beautiful views of Mount Lassen. And she really wanted to make sure this property, which has been in her family, stayed protected forever. Mm-hmm. And she put it into her will that her property would get protected. So she sadly passed away about a year ago, and her son and daughter right now are in the process of donating a conservation easement to us. They really wanted to fulfill their mom's wishes and make sure this property stays protected. And it's a neat one. There's a lot of timber on the property, so they have a sustainable timber plan that they're doing in that aspect of that part of the property, that they graze cattle on the rest of the property, and it's a great little piece and really a win-win for everyone.
Okay, so I once it's in the land trust, or the conservation, land trust, can I then sell the property?
Absolutely.
I can sell it. I can sell it. It goes to whoever buys it, but they have to respect
and
they have to understand that. So when they buy it, that no, you're not going to put in
eyes wide open. Right. We want them to understand exactly, and that's where the land trust can play a big part in that, and just helping new buyers and new folks just understand what the easement's about, what's special about the property, and what they need to do.
And what they can improve the land in the sense of helping water flow and all that, but whatever the easement says.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, there's no construction here. There's none of this. You can't do that. You can't grow alfalfa here because whatever it says, they've got to abide by that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been taken to court over that? Maybe not you, but have you heard of it?
You know, interestingly, at the organization I was with in Minnesota, we had what we call our second-generation landowner come in who was not the one who granted the easement or had that original vision. But he was kind of the mindset he wanted to beg forgiveness instead of asking for permission.
Oh.
And it was a beautiful 80-acre, completely wooded property, and he clear-cut every inch of it.
Clear-cut. Now, this goes completely against the agreement that he signed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you do then? Tell me, since we get back from this this message.
All right.
When somebody doesn't live up to the conservation easements there. This portion of the show has been brought to you by View 202. Head on down there on Sundays. Come on down and join us on Sundays from 11 to 2 for the brunch. And Linda sings there from 11 to 1 with her jazz ensemble. The food is absolutely fabulous. It's, you know, you can get Eggs Benedict, $9. There. Six different Eggs Benedict. You have all different types of food there, plus mimosas and manmosas. You got to come on down and see what the manmosa is. This is every Sunday at View 202. Give them a call at 226-8439. And I tell you what, it just got packed last week. So if you want to come out there and sit out in the veranda and look at the river as it goes by and see everything there, or you can sit inside. It doesn't make any difference because they have the music piped inside. Again, give them a call, 226-8439 for reservations. Join us at View 202 this Sunday. We'll be right back. Ann Murphy is our guest, Executive Director of the Shasta Land Trust. What happens if somebody does not live up to their agreement? Hey, Bob, let's go to lunch today at the Classic Cafe.
I've known Millie and Kathy for a lot of years. They serve some great food down at Classic Cafe.
Home cooking, great prices, and you get a hug when you walk in there from Millie and Kathy.
And you can just spend hours checking out the walls with those historical military displays.
That's right, Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. A great place to eat, a great place to see what's going on.
And a great place to get a hug.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It is 12 minutes till 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 11th of August. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Going out there, I mean, this is what a great place to spend the weekend. Get on a patio boat. Have you been on a patio boat out there, Ann?
No, I haven't, but it sounds fabulous.
You have a patio boat out there that, you know, what it is, it's like, you call it a party barge or something, but it's got a barbecue already on it. It's got places to sit. It's got a bathroom on it, and it's run by an outboard. And you can take it out. What a lot of people do is you park it up next to the side of the lake there, and you can swim off that, or you can just puddle around, go out and see the lake. Great thing to do. And they have that. They have fishing boats. They have paddle boards. They've got it all at Holiday Harbor at great prices. Locally owned, veteran-owned business right there at Lake Shasta. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. You're not going to find a better place to rent any type of water-based craft than Holiday Harbor. I'm here with Ann Murphy, Executive Director of the Shasta Land Trust, and we've been talking about the Land Trust. And it's really interesting because, frankly, that was not something that I was up on. I kept thinking conservation and somehow they're taking the land away from people. I don't mean taking it away, but whatever. They're locking it up. And in a way you are, but you do it the way the people want. You're not just reaching out and grabbing it. You are a non-government agency. You don't Correct. Take government funds. So this is a privately done 501c3.
Exactly.
And we talked about, okay, so I sell, you know, I sign up and I put my 500 acres into the land trust. I sell it to somebody because I can sell it and make money on it, and mm-hmm. I walk away, mm-hmm. but they've got to live by my regulations.
Right.
But some people just aren't like that.
Some people don't, and I think the number one thing we always try to keep in mind, land trusts across the country, is always assume good intentions. You know, these can be complex legal agreements, and mm-hmm. the last thing we want to do is just barge in there, you know, guns blazing and take someone to court immediately. So our approach is always to work with the landowner, understand sure. what happened. Was it something unintentional? Did they not understand the easement?
Was there an
unclear?
Accident you cut down the 80 acres of trees?
Or was it something, you know, extreme like that? And
so what happened?
You know, in a case like that, we did try to sit down with a landowner who did not want to sit down with us and chat about what happened. So we wrote a couple of strongly worded letters and ultimately had to sue him.
What happens there?
Well,
I mean, because he's already destroyed the land.
Exactly. And so all
so
of the conservation easements do have clauses that describe either restoration, you know, some sort of a restoration clause or damages. And we weren't quite sure what we wanted to do. We wanted the land restored because it was in a corridor of already protected lands. It was sure. adjacent to a state park. It was a really important forest.
And he clear-cut 80 acres.
He clear-cut all of it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we wanted some restoration and basically to just cover our costs because, of course, legal battles can get kind of pricey. Ultimately ended up settling insurance company of the forester that he used and him.
Well,
and
the forester did the It, so the forester was in there, so the, or
rogue
the or the lumber
forester.
Guy, and
yeah.
a rogue lumber guy.
Unfortunately, yeah.
There's a few out there, not many,
There's
but there
not
are
that many.
A few.
But you know, wow. it does happen, and this is you know an extreme example and something
yes,
we
sure.
don't typically see at all. And I do a lot of work nationally consulting, and I sit on the Land Trust Accreditation Commission, which we accredit land trusts across the country. So I see
Ooh,
a lot.
You're big up there.
And I can tell you that those types of violations, less than 1% of all of the easements that are out there. Have
that
some
happens.
Form of, yeah.
Okay, so then I buy 500 acres and mm-hmm. it's got an easement. I mean, mm-hmm. it's got a conservation easement
right.
on it. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know what? I need to, in the water flow, I would like to divert part of it into, you know, into this pasture. Are those kind of things I have to come to you and ask you about that?
Yeah, and you know, water rights is something being new to the West
oh, yeah.
that I
oh.
think I will be learning for the next umpteen years trying to
whiskeys for
to
drinking,
really understand.
Waters for fighting. There you go.
Yeah. But you know, it kind of depends what the water rights are existing on that property, and typically when folks are doing active management on the property, we usually require a plan just so that we can see what they have in store, even if they're going to be, you know, putting in a wildlife pond or even if they're going to be doing timbering. We like to see a plan just to make sure that, you know, it's going to occur where we need it to occur.
Here's another question. I have signed up with you, signed my name. 10 years goes down the road, and I think, you know what? I want to get out of this. Can I do that?
No.
No.
It's very, very, very difficult to undo or to terminate a conservation easement. These are perpetual, and it requires
a judicial
action.
That's what you mean by perpetual. Yeah. Once you get into that, the only way you can do that is to go to court and break it.
And really,
how many times has that happened?
So, I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
I imagine that when you sit down with somebody, that you really explain it to them. You know, once you sign this, you know, this is like...
It's a big commitment. I mean, it really is.
This is not going to change.
And it's not for everyone.
That's right.
And not every land needs to be preserved or is the right one, so we try to get the ones that are...
Oh, you probably turn down lands, too.
We do. We want to make sure, you know, there's a lot of great resource value or a great working ranch that we're protecting.
This is great. Because the government doesn't get in it. But you have to really think this thing through, because what happens when somebody says, "Oh, I want to do one"? Do you run into them that after you've talked to them, you realize this is not, it's probably not good for them. I mean, there's got to be a lot of integrity from your side.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why we really have to get to know these folks that we're working with, because we want them to understand it forwards and backwards and have, you know, their eyes wide open to what they're getting into. It's a big commitment, and, you know, these conservation easements can look intimidating because there's a lot of legalese that goes in them.
Oh, yeah. Of course it is. I mean,
if it's
perpetual.
Because it's perpetual. Right. Absolutely. But ultimately, a great thing. And I think our landowners that we work with are some pretty fantastic people and have done such great things.
Well, I think I could use it. I think I could probably sign up for a conservation easement for my property. It's a skunk easement. The skunks walk through there. It would be like 50 feet long and 10 feet wide. Do you get into those?
You know, we sometimes get requests for those, but unfortunately, with our limited resources, we really want to make sure that we're preserving the best possible place.
And a lot of times it's not size. It could be that location and what it has. So it could be something relatively small. And if people are thinking about this, saying, you know what, the reason I move out here to me is because it's beautiful. I don't really want it to change, but I see inroads, you know, if things are happening down here. So how do I make sure that this is going to be in perpetuity for not only just my kids, but other people? The land trust is the way to do it.
Absolutely. And we have such a great network. Our landowners talk to each other. We get a lot of word of mouth, which is a fabulous thing.
Now, how do people get a hold of you, Ann?
You are welcome to check out our website at ShastaLandTrust.org or give us a call at 530-241-7886. We have a whole list of events as well that we do throughout the year called our Wild Ways fundraisers, and we love for people to come check us out, attend an event, and learn a little bit more about us.
Out. You're getting close to that Canadian out.
Northern Michigan is close to Canada.
I just heard that the last couple of times now.
It comes out.
It's either Northern Michigan or it's Virginia or Canadian. Virginian, they all say oot.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, Virginia does. You can tell, you know, so much. So they can check out ShastaLandTrust.org.
O-R-G.
And then they can give you a call.
Yes.
And you can tell people how they can do it, or you'll meet with them. And then you also, I'm sure you have other people in your network who have done this already.
Absolutely.
And that's like you said, word of mouth is, hey, this is how it works. It's really worked great. My kids can inherit this. I can sell it. The only thing everybody has to understand is once it's signed. I bet there's some family angst going on in there sometimes, huh?
There can be. It can take several years to negotiate one of these because we want the families to really understand and get everyone on board.
Well, this has really been interesting. I had a different, completely different idea.
Clearing up a few misconceptions.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all about shoving people off the land.
Oh, no, not at all. This is not an Agenda 21 thing. Okay, everybody got that? It's not Agenda 21. That falls under the government. This is a nonprofit way of preserving the land, and they have. You would love to have a corridor that goes all the way across the country. Frankly, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be
if
a cool
people
thing.
Could just hike all the way across the country in a corridor.
Right.
I'd like that, or at least across Shasta County.
There you go.
Ann Murphy, Executive Director, Shasta Land Trust, ShastaLandTrust.org. Okay. thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Well, we'll bring you back in here again to talk about things that are going on, about how many we signed, and different aspects of it, because I didn't get into that about the different types of land and all this that you've already worked. Tomorrow, Chief of Police Rob Pelletti will be with us as we talk about crime and people are saying, hey, no, crime's not that bad. That's what the record searchlight said. It's just a perception. Frankly, I think perception becomes reality a lot of times with people. Just remember, watch out for the smoke. It's going to 72 degrees right now, going up to 91 today. Be careful out there in the smoke. If you don't have to be out there, and if you've got some asthma problems and that, you might want to stay inside. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Been lots of speculation, but now there may be physical evidence that a missile did indeed bring down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine last year. Dutch investigators recovering what they think may be missile system components at the crash site.
This is the first time the International Joint Investigation Team and the Dutch Safety Board have revealed that they are in possession of these parts, which they say were picked up during a previous recovery mission in the region.
The BBC's Anna Holligan, Ukraine and the West have accused Russian-backed rebels of shooting down the plane with a Russian-made missile. Moscow has denied any involvement. Ukrainian hackers allegedly working with American securities traders are accused of breaking into the computer systems of firms that issue corporate news releases and then trading on the information they got before it went public. Indictments today, according to...